going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Welcome back to the Mark Reardon Show. Brad Young sitting in this afternoon. And this is a great part of the week. Anytime we get a chance to talk to KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusumano. Frank, great to talk to you again, my friend. Uh-oh, Frank, you're still there.
Yes, sir. I am ready to go.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, I want to talk to you, Frank. Brad Young here filling in for Mark Reardon. And there's so much to talk about, but you were at the Blues game yesterday. What was the atmosphere like at Enterprise Center?
Well, it started with Pat Maroon firing up the crowd right before the game, and that was about as loud as I've heard it in a long time. I mean, when you have the pride of Oakville, the author of the great Game 7 game-winning goal, trying to fire up the crowd with a beer in his hand, you knew this town was ready for hockey. And you throw in the fact, Brad, that they have now not lost a game in St. Louis in 66 days. Gosh, go to Winnipeg, steal a game, and come back and finish things off on Friday night.
Well, and that's part of the question here. Why is it, and I know there's a certain character about playing at home that makes the game completely different, but when you watched guys like Jake Neighbors and Tyler Tucker and Braden Schenn and Justin Falk and Robert Thomas all scoring goals in the game yesterday, why can't they do that on the road?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm not sure if you've been to many of these playoff hockey games, but the home atmosphere is just electric. I'd like to say it's unique to St. Louis. It's not, because on Wednesday night in Winnipeg, there'll be 15,200 all wearing white, all waving white towels. It's crazy. I think like the home ice advantage in hockey for a playoff game is about as daunting as there is in sports today. So, look, the bottom line is this, is our goaltender has seen 50 shots the last two games, and he's let 3 goals in. Their goaltender the last two games has seen 46 shots and let in 11 goals and not finished both games. So in terms of mojo and confidence, I'm telling you, if the Blues were to score early in Winnipeg on Wednesday night, I don't know where Connor Hellebuyck's, his psyche is going to be, because his confidence can't be there now. Now, with that said, he's going to win the Vezina Trophy as the best goaltender in the NHL, you know, shortly after the season. But right now, his confidence is waning.
Frank, I got to ask you, you know, it was just a couple of days ago that John Gruden went viral specifically in St. Louis for the unboxing video where he had the motivational speech towards the Blues, and the Blues fans definitely fired them up. I'm hearing some rumors floating around that he will be at Game 6. First, how fun has that been just in general, though, to have the national spotlight from a guy that has very few connections to this area outside of coaching at SEMO, and the fan base has really grabbed hold of that?
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, we thought Pat Maroon fired up the crowd on Sunday. Imagine if they have John Gruden in that same role. And it's so obscure. It's so weird. I mean, John Gruden was like a great coach, you're right, with no ties to St. Louis. And he had kind of a, you know, a scandalous ending. And all of a sudden he pops up and he's the Blues' number one motivator. So and I imagine if he comes to town, Jim Montgomery will have a quick, you know, audience with him. And maybe he'll chat with the team. John Gruden won a Super Bowl. He knows how to motivate a squad.
Yeah, yes, he does. Hey, we're talking to Frank Cusimano, KSDK Sports Director. And, Frank, I want to talk about the NFL draft for a moment. Luther Burden III, he goes in the second round to the Bears. Here's the question. Should he have gone in the first round, and does it make a difference?
It probably doesn't make a difference. It does make a difference in his bank account because first-round picks make more. But the last time I looked, where he's going to be slotted, he'll make $1.4 million a year. It's a multi-year deal. It's a 10-year, it's a $10 million contract. He's going to be just fine. And he's going to an offense in Chicago where it's that Detroit offense from a year ago. Coach Ben Johnson has taken over. He's got a quarterback in Caleb Williams who can throw it. He's got talented wide receivers around him. I think it's a great spot. And his family can just get in the car every Sunday and drive 5 hours to go watch him play. Yeah, he'll be just fine.
And speaking of the draft, Brady Cook, we all liked watching him, you know, cook up the excitement there in Columbia. He went undrafted, but what happened after the draft?
Well, I just did a Zoom with him about 5 minutes ago, and he before the draft, almost like before it ended, the New York Jets said, you know, Brady, you're not going to be drafted. We are signing you. We're giving you a contract right away. So he'd been there to New York a few weeks ago and spent a lot of time with their head coach, the offensive coordinator, the quarterback coach. They knew all about Brady, and this was like a foregone conclusion. Okay, we're not going to draft you, but we're going to sign you right away. So he may be in a great spot. And I got to tell you something. I'm not going to try to like say that he's never going to be a starter, but teams have to have three quarterbacks. And when you meet the character and the integrity of this guy and you throw in this athleticism that a lot of people don't know about, I think he's got a great chance to make a living in this league for a long time, and maybe one day he'll be a starter.
Frank, I'm going to write that down and remind my family that you predicted that. We're all big Brady Cook fans. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show.
Okay, Brett, you take care. See ya.
Great to talk to you, Frank.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.